And now, live on tape, but nevertheless live, even though it is on tape, from the boarding house in San Francisco, it's the KSAN College of Knowledge. With Bonnie Simmons. Richard Gossett. Bob McClay. Dave McQueen. Denise Bordet. Phil Buchanan. Our beloved dean of the KSAN College of Knowledge, Jerry Graham. And your self-effacing announcer, Norman Davis. Now let's say hello to your genial host on College of Knowledge, Mr. Foggy San Francisco Morning himself, Terry McGovern. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Norman. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the boarding house in KSAN's College of Knowledge. And I just got in from Las Vegas. I just flew in from Las Vegas. Boy, are my arms tired. Can I see the woman with the sign, please? Tonight, are you all ready to matriculate in the College of Knowledge? Well, before we meet our first contestants, here's how our little game is going to work tonight. Contestants will have their opportunity to answer up to 5 questions, each from a different professor. Choose between rock and roll with Richard Gossett, movies with Bob McClay, literature with Bonnie Simmons, current events with Professors Bordet and McQueen, and oldies with Phil Buchanan. Now.
Out.
Get him.
String him up.
Buchanan, you know who it is.
Oh, wonderful. The tubes aren't performing here tonight, sir. Now, I'm going to ask the professors the questions, and our contestant will decide whether or not that question has been answered true or false. Now, here's where the risk comes in. Each time a contestant wins a prize, he or she can stop and keep what they've won, or they can just take the goodies and run, or they can continue, make a fool of themselves, and go on to the next category. Now, the nice thing about this is, if you get the next one wrong, you never lose anything you win. But you never win anything that terrific. It's a cheap show. Okay. Now, the contestant who gets the most right answers has a chance to win our grand prize, which is a complete Kenwood stereo system. Very nice system. Okay, are we ready? Ready, professors? Are professors ready?
Ready, audience?
Then, Norman, our very own Don Pardo. Norman, our first contestant, please.
All right, Terry, our first contestant is a beauty operator. She likes to paint, dance, and sew. She bites her nails. She wears a size 8.5 shoe, and her name is Cynthia Jan Barrows.
Ho!
Ho! Take a bow. Cynthia took a very slinky bow. Cynthia, would you like to step up to this microphone and get used to it and talk into it? Say hi.
Hi. How you doing?
She's used to it. Okay, Cynthia, now let's find out what your first, any one of these categories. You couldn't have done this at KSFO, I'll tell you. Pick out one of these categories, if you would, please. This is not the tough part. They're right in front of you.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. All right, fine. That means that our first question will be asked of Professor Richard Gossett. I will ask Richard the question. He will answer it however he sees fit, and you will decide if it's a true or false answer. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, first of all, Norman is going to tell us what the prize is for you. Norman?
All right, Cynthia. The first prize is 6 tickets valued at $25 to the Mitchell Brothers Theaters. When you're tired of dull entertainment, get up and go to the O'Farrell in San Francisco, the Cinema in Berkeley, the Bijou in San Francisco, or the Ritz in Hayward.
Hey! You ever been to any of the Mitchell Brothers productions, Cynthia?
Well,
have you ever been in one? Okay, first question is, identify this record by the name of the group and the title of the song. Richard's thinking, nodding off. Okay, that's all you get, Richard. What's the answer? That's all you get.
That's all I get. Oh, Jesus, that's so familiar. This is rock and roll, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'd like to get at least the opening.
Lynyrd Skynyrd and Absolutely Sweet Marie.
Absolutely Sweet Marie by Lynyrd Skynyrd. Is that true or false?
True.
I'm sorry. It's not true. He had the group right, but it has to be completely right. And the song was what? Anybody know? Tuesday's Gone. Okay, now wait a minute. You've got four more. Don't be despondent. Don't do anything. I saw her looking at her wrists. Huh? Okay, next category. What's your next category, Cynthia?
Movies.
Movies. Very good. Ho! That means that it is Professor McClay. You ready, Bob?
Ready when you are, CB.
Okay.
Cynthia will win a $50 gift certificate from Fry Boots, four Fry Boots from Kaplan, San Francisco's only surplus store located at 1055 Market between 6 and 7, under the price of Kaplan.
Okay, thank you very much. The Marx Brothers have remained popular through generations of comedy fans. Name the original five Marx Brothers. Five.
Well, that's a tough one. It's a tough
I
one.
I know, Bob.
You can do it.
One Marx brother retired early, and one died early. And there's only three.
Well, don't we all?
Really well known. Well, yes. If we've lived that kind of life, you know, the Marx Brothers once went around to. Can I ad lib here a little bit? A little bit of background on the Marx Brothers.
He's filling out a little time here.
They went in one time to see the head of the studio to his house to visit, and the head of the studio kept them waiting, and the butler had showed them into the study. Uh-huh. And when the guy finally got there an hour and a half later, he found the Marx Brothers, all five of them, naked around the fireplace toasting marshmallows. And he was never late again.
Can you name those five naked brothers?
The five naked brothers were Harpo, Groucho, Chico, Zeppo, and Gummo.
Is that true or false, Cynthia?
False. True. True.
I'm sorry.
True.
He had all five of them. So you missed that one. Oh. It's okay. It's going to get better. It's going to get better, right?
I knew it.
Now, you're a great sport. You've gone this far.
I knew he was right, but I said he was wrong.
You can never be sure he's right.
I know.
Okay. Cynthia, pull another category off the table here. That's right. Make any gestures you want. This is radio. But please pick a category.
Oldies.
Oldies is the category, and let's find out what she will get if she wins.
All right, she'll win a $50 gift certificate from Pud Stereo, 1394 Solano Avenue in Albany. Remember, when shopping for a stereo, check out Pud Stereo. Also remember Pud's motto, what good is money if it can't buy music?
Hey, that's right. I was talking to Pud just the other day, and he said that. That's all he says, as a matter of fact.
What good is it if it doesn't...
Right, Pud. Okay. And how's your Pud?
Great.
Fine. Are you ready to go, Phil? Yeah. Phil Buchanan, then, is going to be the man who's going to answer this question. Follow and me. It's oldies.
Hmm? We just told that.
What's the prize?
A free memory lesson for that person.
All right. Identify this golden oldie, Phil, by artist and title.
It should be a snap.
Nobody knows where my Johnny has gone. A Judy left the same time.
Wow, didn't give you too much there, did they, Professor Phil? Don't forget, you
sure
gave
you a turkey
if you want.
The first part of it's real easy. I know who did it, but she had two big hits.
Okay.
And I'm not sure.
She had two big what?
She had a nice parakeets. It's Leslie Gore, I know that for sure.
It is, huh? Okay.
And,
what's the song?
It's either Judy's Turn to Cry or It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To. It's My Party and I'll Cry If
It's
I
My
want
Party
to.
By Leslie Gore. All right, now, is that true or false, Cynthia? Now, you have to have both, he has to have both the title and the artist right for you to agree and or disagree. I forget exactly how the game works now, Cynthia. I talked myself into a hole. Is it true or false, what he just said?
True.
It's true! Oh!
Congratulations. Good work, Cynthia.
That's great. Okay, then. Let's keep it moving. She's on a winning streak. Do you have either news or literature? Which will it be, Cynthia?
News.
News. Okay. Professors McQueen and Burdett, And let's find out what she'll win if she gets the news question right.
The prize this time, Cynthia, is a $50 gift certificate from Fresh Pants, the home of free instant alterations. The newest Fresh Pants is on University near Shattuck and Berkeley. The original Fresh Pants is at 1742 Polk Street in San Francisco.
All right, now, what category did you pick?
News.
News. Okay, news, obviously. Current events. This is for David and Denise. Of what three charges was John Mitchell convicted in regard to the Watergate cover-up? I'll repeat it. Of what three charges was John Mitchell convicted in regard to the Watergate cover-up?
Oh, that's easy. Somebody asked that on the talkies recently.
And, okay, the answer is?
I didn't know.
But you've brushed up since then.
Since then, I've done my homework. Conspiracy, perjury, obstruction of justice.
Okay, now let's see if Cynthia agrees with that or not. Conspiracy, obstruction
yes.
of justice, and perjury. And you say?
Yes.
She's right! Great, good. Okay, fine. Obviously, we only have one left, and that'll be Bonnie's category, literature. So let's find out what you're going to win if you get this right.
This time, Cynthia, you win a $50 gift certificate from Banana Record Stores. Banana is big on all types of music, and their record store is now number 8 with the new Banana in Terra Linda.
Okay, Bonnie, here's your question. Judith Rossner's heroin comes to a bad end in what urban shocker? Heroin.
Oh, just came out a Judith couple months
Rossner.
Ago.
Judith Rossner. It is a new book, right? It's not that new.
Okay. Looking for Mr. Hershey.
Looking for Mr. Hershey.
What?
Okay.
Who ever heard of that one?
Is that where true or false?
False.
Oh, she's right. It is false. Great. Good. You got it. Now, do you happen to know the right answer, or were you just guessing that it was false? Do you know the right answer?
Yeah.
And what is it?
False.
She's right again. Looking for Mr. Goodbar is the answer. And so she's won what? 3 out of 5?
Yes, three out of 5.
3 out of 5. And I want to thank you very, very much, Cynthia Jan Barrows. You wait in the wings and see how you place with the other two contestants. And let's have a nice hand for Cynthia.
All right.
We'll be back with more of KSAN's College of Knowledge after this. Okay, contestants, here's the question for the really big jackpot. Are you ready? In the music category, who gives you the best stereo deals and the largest selection? Oh, I always see the same hands. Pacific Stereo. You're absolutely right. Pacific Stereo. With 21, count them, 21 stores in Northern California. And everybody who shops Pacific Stereo really does come out a winner because everyone comes out with sensational gear and fabulous bargains. Like right now, you can get a powerful Kenwood 3400 AM-FM stereo receiver. Its extra-sensitive tuner section gives you better reception of your favorite radio stations, like KSAN. And it has speaker controls for stereo in 2 rooms. Pacific Stereo has the Kenwood 3400 included in systems priced as low as $299, and that's complete. That's just $40 more than the receiver alone. Get stupendous savings on all components at Pacific Stereo. And here's a bonus. All advertised systems come with Pacific Stereo's famous written service agreement. Free. Now, on to the next category.
And now back to the KSAN College of Knowledge and your host, Terry McGovern.
Thank you. Okay, Cynthia so far is the only contestant we've had, and she got 3 out of 5. So we're just going to have to see who our next contestant is. Norman, tell us.
Our next contestant, Terry, is Monty Pereira. He's a painter of houses. He likes to make people smile. He wants to be a tube in later life. Likes bagels and cream cheese and wears a size 10 1/2 shoe. Monty Pereira.
Hey, Monty, hi. Step right up.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I feel pretty comfortable here.
I met Monty the other morning while I was doing my show. I went out to just take a look at what was going on Sansom Street. And
that's
there was a very strange car parked out there with... It was sort of a shrine to the tubes.
Right, right.
Yeah. You want to be one of the tubes when
yes,
you grow
I
up.
Yes, I do. When I grow up, yes.
So maybe. Do they. Well, you've already had a chance to meet our panel of experts.
Yes, I
so
have.
So why don't you just plunge right into a category,
okay.
Monty?
Okay. Let's see. I'll have to go for the rock and roll.
Rock and roll again. Lead off with rock and roll. Okay. Let's find out what Monty will win if he gets it right.
All right, Monty, your first prize is a $25 gift certificate from Moe's Books and Records, 2484 Telegraph Avenue in Berkeley. The largest stock of used records in the Bay Area. Moe's buys and sells used books and records.
Okay. Okay, this question then is to Mr. Gossett, and it's not a sound cue.
Dr. Gossett, please.
Dr. Gossett. Good job. Okay, Richard. Don't you not to smoke your beer, Richard. Who took the hoople out of Mott by leaving the group?
Whoa.
It's a good question.
You know, I might know that one. Let's see. Who took the hoople out?
Coach.
I might lie, but I'm going to go with Ian Hunter. Ian Hunter left Mott the hoople, and they're still there, but he's
But he took the
group.
Mott, whoever this person is.
Exactly. I'll say Ian Hunter.
Ian Hunter is, okay, is what Richard says. Do you agree? Is it true or false?
Oh, I get them confused with...
You have a few seconds to think it over now.
I'm going to say he's right.
He is right. All right. Monty is the winner. Now, another category for you, Monty. You're okay. Rolling. You're doing great.
Let's see.
Monty, there's...
I'll try rock and roll again.
No, you can't, Monty.
Oh, really?
Rock and roll is gone.
Yeah, I mean, I know I'm easy, but we can't do that.
Besides,
like that.
He has to take a nap.
Okay,
you only have any one
I'll
of those.
Go for the
I get a break.
We're going for the oldies, Professor Buchanan. Let's find out what Monty will win if he gets this correct.
This time, Monty, a $50 gift certificate from Jeff's Jeans, a place to meet your top and bottom clothing needs. There's a large selection of the latest in tops and bottoms with four Bay Area locations to serve you.
Make this one tough, Phil. Look at him. He's hungry for those pants.
Okay, here's your question. Millions of teenagers used to spend their afternoons watching the TV show American Bandstand. Who was the host of American Bandstand?
Oh, that's too easy.
You have to think a while.
You're not as dumb as you look.
It wasn't Soupy Sales, Phil.
I'm going to say it's this... See, we used to go to school late in the afternoon. Then I had to walk up the tracks for 2 miles. The time I got home, it was over. But there was a guy in Detroit who's supposed to be the first man ever to do a rock and roll show. And I'm going to say it's Robin Seymour.
Yeah.
Rockin' Robin Seymour, right?
Rockin' Robin Seymour, according to Phil, was the host of the TV show American Bandstand. Monty, what do you think about that?
Oh, that was false.
That was false?
He's right!
He's right! First it's false, it was Dick Clark!
Who was it?
All right, Monty, you're rolling along, man. You're
it was Dick
too.
Clark.
Congratulations.
Howdy doody.
Glad we're not on television. You're all over the place. Oh, now, calm down. Stand here. It's all right, Monty. Calm down. I have a feeling that Fee would be proud of you.
Oh,
all right. Huh? Okay, babe. What's your next category?
Okay. I'm kind of in the dark.
Take drugs.
Well, can we have some lights for Monty, please? I think it's his glasses, but I don't
know. No. Okay. This is an off the wall. I'll take.
You'll take your time, obviously.
Well, I'll take movies.
Movies, good. Okay, movies. Let's find out what he'll win if he gets this one right.
A $50 gift certificate from Roots Natural Footwear. Roots, presenting the recessed heel concept in comfortable footwear with three Bay Area locations to soothe your beautiful feet. City feet need Roots.
Okay, we're back to you, Professor McClay. And here's the question.
Ready.
Scenes from a Marriage is a penetrating study of marriage by Ingmar Bergman. Who played the lead couple in this film? Give us both actors' names.
You're speaking of the actor and the actress who played the lead.
Okay, actor and actress then. Scenes from a Marriage, Ingmar Bergman. Who are the two actors?
Ingmar Bergman is well known for using two actors very extensively in his films. And
is this a lecture or are you answering this
I'd have to
question?
Say that the main actor and actress in Scenes from a Marriage were Max von Sydow and Liv Ullmann.
Max von Sydow and Liv Ullmann were the two stars, according to Bob. Now, Monty, it's up to you. Is he true or is he false?
Oh, gosh.
10 seconds.
Gosh. Oh. I'd say false. I'm going to say false.
He says false. He's right!
Oh.
Absolutely, it was Liv Ullmann and Erlen Josephson. Those were the two actors. Monty, you are rolling. You're cooking.
I'm off the wall.
You're off the wall and right on target. Boom, boom. There we go. Okay, let's keep it moving, Monty. You got one left, and that's literature. Let's find out. I'm sorry, two left.
Yes, two left.
I'll try
I didn't mean to move you that fast. There's two left. Excuse me. Okay, you have news or literature?
I'll try that word.
Literature. That's the long word there. The one on the blue paper. Okay. Literature, and let's find out what you'll win if you get it right.
This time, Monty, you win a U.S. Pioneer home 8-track tape player from Peninsula Music, where everything sounds better. Retail value, $49.95.
Oh, boy.
Okay, here's the... I'm sorry, Chrissy. I keep bumping into you. It's enjoyable, but I'm sorry. Professor Simmons, my nose is growing old. That's a title. The Flower Burgers, Kafka's Hat, and No Way to Treat a Friend are poems by what San Franciscan? Well-known San Franciscan poet.
I got it.
You got it. Okay, Bonnie, let's have it.
Kafka's Hat, with us. Okay. It's Jerry Kamstra. Used to hang out in North Beach. He's a North Beach poet.
Right, Jerry Kamstra is a very well-known North Beach poet, but is it the right one? Did he write those particular, as we say on Firing Line, poems?
My car could really use that.
Your car could really use what?
Whatever.
Oh, I thought the poems.
Hey, man, I just put some poems in my
I have
fluid.
Some... Oh, I'm going to... I'm just going to say that's true.
Yeah. That is true? Monty, it was Richard Brodigan. Let's give him a nice hand anyway.
All right.
Oh, yeah, right. I just wanted to point out that our rude noises and complete panel of judges is our dean, Jerry Graham. Okay? Now, with one more category left for Monty tonight, it's news. So let's find out what he'll win if he gets this right. You're doing very, very well.
All right, Monty, this time the prize is the ultimate tube tent worth $50 from the Ski Hut, 1615 University Avenue in Berkeley. The Ski Hut is filled with ski equipment, sleeping bags, packs, parkas, and anything else you need for your outdoor sports.
Okay, here's the question of both Denise and David. What state has decided to free thousands of prisoners in the next few months due to intolerable prison conditions?
Denise?
Has decided to free thousands of prisoners in the next few months due to intolerable prison conditions?
Private consultation.
Yeah, I think you're right.
John and Dorothy are having a private consultation.
It's David and Denise.
I was thinking of what's my line, I'm sorry.
We're whispering behind the scenes.
Florida.
Denise says Florida. Do you agree?
Yes.
I feel like I'm doing You Bet Your Life. All right. Okay, they say Florida. Is that right? Is that true or is that false?
I heard something about it. I know I should have jotted it.
Well. I'm sure you jot down all
just
of these
in case
things
you
when
get
you get a
busted
chance.
There.
But you forgot on this one, so take a stab at it. True or false?
I'm just going to say false.
He's right. It's Georgia. Monty so far leading the pack with 4 out of 5. Let's hear it for Monty. We'll be back with more of KSAN's College of Knowledge right after this. Hey, how do you spell quality in stereo components? Try KENWOOD. What is that? Let me see. That's Kenwood, of course. Kenwood for quality. They make some of the best stereo receivers in the business, and Pacific Stereo's got Kenwood receivers in all price ranges, including the super economical Kenwood 1400 for just $179.95. Pacific Stereo can put a complete stereo system together, including the Kenwood 1400 receiver, record player, and speakers for as low as $229. Now, that's just $50 more than the Kenwood receiver alone. What is it that makes Kenwood receivers so superior? Well, I'll tell you, for one thing, Kenwood receivers have some of the best AM/FM tuner specifications in the business, with selectivity and capture ratios that help you urban listeners get the best from your terrific and super favorite stations, like KSAN. Put on your thinking caps and get down to Pacific Stereo for a great deal on Kenwood. That's KENWOOD for good prices and good music at Pacific Stereo.
Now back to the KSAN College of Knowledge and Terry McGovern.
Thank you very much, Norman Davis. For those of you who have just tuned in wondering what is going on KSAN tonight, this is a live show on tape done on a previous time and space place at the boarding house. And I want to mention that our grand prize is a complete stereo outfit by Kenwood. You'll hear more about that later. But right now, you've all met our panel of experts. On the Case San College of Knowledge, let's meet our third and final contestant for tonight. Norman, who is it?
Our third contestant, Terry, is Lita Mixer, who wears a size 8.5 shoe, has no bad habits, likes to giggle a lot, and loves her husband's stomach. She's a microbiologist and a grad student from UC. Lita Mixer.
Hi, Lita. How are you? Nice to meet you. Okay. Nice to meet you. Do you feel relaxed and comfortable?
No.
Well, you're not supposed to on these things. You're supposed to be tense and excited and everything. You got a lot of friends out there that'll make you feel easy. I have to ask you one question. You like your husband's stomach?
Yes.
What about his stomach? The size of it? The sound of it?
No, it's soft. And furry.
Can we have an aw, please? That's close enough.
Aw.
I knew.
Yeah.
It's soft, eh? Is he a beer drinker?
No.
Which one of these categories? Pardon me, Bob?
I wanted to know where her husband's stomach was.
Right there.
It's back there, attached to her very large husband. That man who picked up the entire table of people sitting there.
That's the one.
That's him, huh? Okay. Yeah. Do you want to start off with McClay here? I don't mean to lead you. You pick a category.
I think I better start with the hard ones.
Okay,
first.
Good.
Let's try news.
News with David and Denise. All right, let's find out what Lita will win if she gets this one right.
All right, Lita, your first prize is a $25 gift certificate from Visionary Opticians, 1824 Union Street, creative makers of custom and prescription glasses. You don't have to be out of sight to go there either.
Okay.
Ask the Joan Mitchell one again.
Yeah. That one
David wants the same question.
Yeah.
So do you, huh? Nope, we're going to move on to something else. This is for Denise and David. The sixth government since the Portuguese Revolution is now in power. Who heads it?
Oh, dear.
A heavy political conference over here.
Now that we've bleeped out the rude answers from the audience, the sixth government since the Portuguese Revolution is now in power. Who is the man in charge?
Bill Graham. would you repeat the question, please?
Sure, Dave, I realize you got a lot on your mind.
Same guy that answered.
The sixth government since the Portuguese Revolution is now in power. Who's in charge of making salads?
Pinheiro de Azevedo.
Wait a minute, what did you say?
Lance's wine.
Pinheiro de Azevedo. I like the way she said it.
Well, she said it fast. You'll say true. It is true! Very good, very good. Okay, don't mean to put the pressure on you, but no one's gone 5 for 5, so. All right, what's your next category?
I'll stick with going with the ones I don't know anything about. Oldies.
Oldies? Okay, now this is going to be Professor Buchanan.
Yes, the prize is a nice one this time, Lita. From Warner Electro Atlantic, the complete Warner Brothers record catalog of Fleetwood Mac, an 8-record set.
All right. Identify this golden oldie, Philip, by artist and title. Jump back.
That's all you get. I have no idea what that is.
Those are easy. That's a snap.
Switch. Why don't you give me literature? I'll just take a stab in the dark and say Little Eva.
And the song is?
Locomotion.
Locomotion by Little Eva. Do you think that's right?
My husband's nodding true at me.
Well, he's allowed. Do you agree with him?
Sorry, you don't get.
She says it's true. She's right.
And let's hear it for the furry stomach.
Lita. There you go. 2 for 2. 2 for 2. I'm not gonna. If he wants to help you, what am I gonna say? No.
That's why they got married.
To him.
We have
his stomach
removed.
Was the smallest part. Okay, you have 3 left.
Literature, I think.
Literature, Professor Bonnie Simmons. Norma will tell you what the prize is, Lita.
Lita, the prize is an M95ED stereo phono cartridge from Shure Brothers, the leading manufacturers of high-fidelity phono cartridges, microphones, and sound systems. Retail value, $59.95.
Okay, Bonnie, ready? What female author has sold more books than any female writer in the history of literature? What female author has sold more books than any female writer in the history of literature? Think that over.
It's not Patti Smith.
What's the name of that one-legged poet that was
all whispering in her ear?
Whisper.
Tell her, Richie.
Well, we've conferred.
They're under more pressure than you are.
And the four of us each have a different answer.
Well, it's up to you, boss. What's it going to be?
Okay. I want you first to know that I haven't read any of her books. Jacqueline Suzanne.
Jacqueline Suzanne. You think that's right?
No, I don't.
I'm sorry, it is right. Well, you don't get that prize, but you get to keep all the ones you had, see? So it works out okay. Now, we have one, I think, left for you, which is rock and roll. Two? I can never get this right. Two, rock and roll and movies.
Okay, rock and roll.
Okay. Rock and roll, Professor Gossett. And Mr. Davis, would you tell us what the prize is?
Thank you. The prize is a $60 gift certificate from Tops and Trousers, fashionable clothing for men and women. Tops and Trousers with 18 locations to serve you throughout Northern California. People's clothing at people-pleasing prices.
Woohoo!
Okay, Ernie, you ready? Okay. Identify this record by name of the group and title of song.
How come this is
the
state?
As I get older, the years they get heavy for you.
Whoa!
Is it any wonder I feel that my whole life is through?
How come these are always the same?
That's easy.
See? He's trying to throw you by pretending that he really knows it.
No, but you know what I mean? They're the same question. It's always artist and title that makes it real easy. I think that's a Jefferson Starship and what's that? We Can Be Together.
Okay, Jefferson Starship, and We Could Be Together.
No fair with the audience. She's a college graduate. I didn't even graduate.
What has college got to do with rock and roll? No, false.
She's right! It's No Secret is the right answer, isn't it?
Yes.
It's No Secret. And the airplane, not the starship. Absolutely right. Have we got them all? No, I think we got one left, and that would be Professor McClay.
It's my turn.
It's Bob with the tight-fitting pants. And let's find out what you win if you get this one right. Okay, Norman?
Lita, one pair of Osnes cross-country skis, a pair of Tonkin cross-country poles, and a pair of Rottefeller Phonics cross-country bindings. Retail value $74 from Granite Stairway Mountaineering, 2160 University Avenue in Berkeley.
Okay, a classic film, McClay. Citizen Kane is still considered by many to be the greatest American film ever made. How old was Orson Welles when he made Citizen Kane? Now, this is really, you know, he should be able to get this because he is an expert.
Rosebud, indeed.
Rosebud, right. Okay. How old was Mr. Welles when he did that film?
Orson Welles was, when he made Citizen Kane?
Right. You have to hit the year right on the...
He was a relatively young man for such a great... epic film. Orson Welles was 36 years old when he made Citizen Kane.
36.
False. I think he was younger.
She's right. Do you happen to know how old he really was?
Yes, he was 24.
He was 24. That's right. He knew the answer. 24. Okay, Lita, you've gone how many for how many? How many for five? Four for five? Is she our leader?
We have a tie.
Yes, Terry, we have a tie between Monty Pereira and Lita Mixa.
We'll be back with a spin-off, a playoff, some way to come up with a grand prize after this.
Hello, pin fans and kicklers everywhere. Yes, it's the old turkey me knuckles washout with the big news from the Sarah Bowl in Daly City, where Saturday, November 15th at midnight, it's the KSAN Rock and Roll Celebrity Bowl with radio and rock stars bowling together down life's highway. If you entered the drawing for tickets to this extravaganza, the tickets will be mailed to the winners by midweek. If you don't get tickets, you can get in on the fun anyway because Norman Davis, yes, the wise one himself, will be broadcasting live and direct to you and hobnobbing with the rock stars who will be fracturing their fingers as they do their best on the mighty lanes of the Sarah Bowl. Don't forget that Saturday night at midnight, November 15th, on KSAN, the live broadcast of the KSAN Rock and Roll Celebrity Bowl.
And now, back to the KSAN College of Knowledge and your host, Terry McGovern.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay, we're here at the boarding house tonight, and before we end the show and get into the real meat and potatoes of the show, I want to thank David Allen and everybody
Would you apologize?
Including the malfunctioning portions of Richard Gossett's body.
That was Elvis Presley, and that was a wet one.
It was a preview of Richard Shaw.
That's what you get for playing too much rock and roll. I'd like to thank David Allen and everybody, because we all know this is really daytime and not nighttime. And these women who have come here, and the men too, to work, it's kind of weird for them. They're used to being out in the sun at this time of day. So let's have a nice round of applause for David Allen, the boarding house, and all the staff. Clint back there, and our own Ern, Rick Sadle, and the whole gang up here. Okay, now.
Terry, we have a word from our sponsor, though.
You dirty. All right. Now, we have two people in a two-way tie here. Two people in a three-way tie would be ridiculous. So, let's find out what the grand prize is for either Lita Mixa or for Monty Pereira.
Okay, the grand prize is a Kenwood stereo system from Cal West Marketing. Kenwood is a leader in quality hi-fi products. System includes a Kenwood KR2400 AM-FM stereo receiver, Kenwood KD2033 turntable, and a pair of Kenwood LS403 two-way speakers. Retail value, $519.90.
Hi! Breathe, breathe, breathe! Okay, now, Monty? Monty?
Yeah.
Welcome back, Monty.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
Oh. Monty was just about 7 feet off the ground over there.
I don't know what to do.
Pardon me?
I'm so nervous. I don't know what to do.
You'll never be able to tell it by your eyes.
Yeah.
Never be able to tell anything by your eyes. Okay, now here you're fine. Now this is for the Big Kenwood grand prize. Let's find out, first of all, what Monty has won so far.
All right, Monty, so far you've won a $25 gift certificate from Moe's Books and Records in Berkeley, a $50 gift certificate from Jeff's Jeans, a $50 gift certificate from Roots Natural Footwear, and the ultimate tube tent worth $50 from the Ski Hut.
I hadn't realized you won a tube tent.
I know.
That's perfect. That's right on. You can go home happy, man. It doesn't matter. But let's take a shot at the Kenwood stereo system. Monty, which of these categories do you want?
That blue one again.
The blue one again, yeah. The one with all the letters on it. That's literature. Okay, let's find out what the question is. Oh, wait a minute, I have it right here, excuse me.
Is this different now?
Yeah.
In this part of the show, the contestant has to answer the question.
Yeah.
Ooh. You know what I mean?
Had no idea myself. I didn't know that. I'm sorry, Monty.
I thought it was a different thing.
I'm new here myself.
Let him have another shot at choosing since he didn't realize that.
Yeah, right. Oh, absolutely. He can choose what he wants.
Yeah, but I feel silly if I get something wrong.
You feel silly. Look at this suit. Cheer for my suit, folks. Okay.
Okay, I'll take
Robert Hall.
Rock and roll. I'll take it.
Rock and roll for Monty, and Monty, address yourself to the microphone and listen to this. Now, please don't coach him on this one, all right? Because Lita is waiting there in the wings, and give everybody the same treatment. None. Monty, are your eyes open?
Kind of.
What do these five musicians have in common? David Bromberg, George Harrison, Mike Bloomfield, Robbie Robertson, and Charlie McCoy.
Don't help him now.
I'm going to repeat it. What do these five musicians have in common, outside of shirt sizes or anything silly like that? David Bromberg, George Harrison, Michael Bloomfield, Robbie Robertson, and Charlie McCoy.
No, we have to give everybody a fair chance, so let him think about this one.
God.
Monty, time's just about up.
Yeah.
Those five musicians have...
Could I give any answer that I feel?
Any answer would be the answer you should give.
Can I explain maybe?
Sure, go ahead. Take your time.
I kind of think... No, but I don't.
Would you like to come back tomorrow night, Monty? During the performance of whoever's here. Walk up on stage.
I think the answer is... Oh, solo, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Take a stab at it.
Okay. I was going to say... I don't know the three of the people that you said, so I'm just going to say I don't think they have anything in common. Can I say that?
I
I think it would be misleading, Monty, to accept that. Really, okay. Why don't you take a stab at something, because they do have something in common.
Okay, I'll just, because I know two of them. Okay. So I'd say, because they play guitar.
The answer is that they all have been involved in Dylan sessions. Sessions with Bob Dylan, worked with them, recorded with them, and that's the right answer. That's what they have in common. And they don't all play the guitar professionally. Monty? You didn't get it, man, but thank you very much.
Thank you for the prize.
You've been great. Let's hear it for Monty Perrell, please.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Monty.
Hey, doesn't Charlie McCoy play guitar?
He could be back.
Okay, great. Now we're going to meet Lita again, Lita Moxa, and let's find what she has won so far.
All right, our other finalist, Lita Moxa, has won a $25 gift certificate from Visionary Opticians, the complete Warner Brothers record catalog of Fleetwood Mac, a $60 gift certificate from Tops and Trousers, and a pair of skis, poles, and bindings.
Okay. Lita, are you comfortable and ready to go?
No.
Now, you don't have rock and roll left as a category, so you can take any of the other four.
Oh, boy.
Please
literature.
Don't coach her. Just you're very good with money, so... Literature?
Literature.
Okay. I beg your pardon, sir?
That's it.
Yeah, good thought. Helps, always appreciated. The unfinished novel on which Scott Fitzgerald was working at the time of his death in 1940 was, and I give it to one of these three, The Last Tycoon, The Great Gatsby, or Tender is the Night. Which of those three was not finished at the time of his death? He was working on it in 1940, and he threw the shoe.
The Last Tycoon.
Last Tycoon? It's right! One! Over there! Lita Moxa! Norman! Lita, what are you going to do with your stereo system? Isn't that an intelligent quiz question, though? I had to ask you that because they always do in quiz
shows.
She can
donate it to the case.
Are you going to play the Fleetwood Mac immediately? Or?
Well, of course.
You've been great. Thank you very much.
Thank
now,
you.
Let's hear what you've won all together. Can we hear
all
it?
All together. Okay.
Yeah.
Besides the skis and poles and bindings and a $60 gift certificate from Tops and Trousers and catalog of Fleetwood Mac and $25 certificate from Visionary Opticians, you have won a Kenwood stereo system from Cal West Marketing, including a receiver, turntable, and pair of speakers.
For Lita Moxa, for our panel of experts, our panel of judge, for all of us here at KSAN in the boarding house, thank you very much, and good night, and remember, think smart!
You've been listening to the KSAN College of Knowledge, live on tape from the boarding house in San Francisco. Prizes furnished for promotional consideration. Directed by Rick Sadel. Organ music by John Sauer. Associate producer Vicki Cunningham. Card person Christy Marcus. Head gaffer Ernest Morgan. Makeup Sarah Johnson. The KSAN College of Knowledge was produced by Albert Riddick and Jeffrey Kulis. This has been a Riddick Kulis production.